You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Happy Friday on a Thursday. I mean, it's Friday for you. If this is YouTube, if you're watching this on YouTube, there's a chance it's still Thursday. Because I'm probably putting it up on Thursday just to save myself some grief. Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I'm your man on the ground, Isaiah Hole, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. We are not doing the guest thing. I have decided, I have decreed, I have declared that this week we are not. Part of it is just due to being pulled in a million different places. Part of it is time. The other part of it is, we just aren't. So, is what it is. Anyway, let's delve into Iowa a little bit, and I feel like this is going to be a short episode because there's just not a lot that I have to say that hasn't been said already. That's kind of the whole thing for the theme of the week. And I think it makes sense with it being Iowa of all things, right? It's Iowa and we've said everything we need to say. It's like I remember last time I went to Iowa in 2016. I took a picture of the sky and it was just black. And I was like, beautiful Iowa. Because that's what it is. And then Michigan lost, and it was what it was. Listen, this game is very easy to break down, in my opinion. Iowa has no offense. That is not changing as it goes up against what is likely to be the best defense it will face this season. From what we know. Obviously, Michigan can regress, and we can sit back and say, okay, maybe not. Maybe Ohio State, maybe Wisconsin. So far, Wisconsin doesn't look like it. Minnesota obviously has a pretty good claim on that. Minnesota's defense has been phenomenal thus far. So, okay, there's that. But, I mean, Iowa, it's offense barring some kind of unusual creativity that we haven't seen to this point, which it certainly could have used in some other games, whether they were nail biters, whether it was the loss to their rival, Iowa State. There are issues clearly with the Iowa attack. It's looked a little bit better the last couple weeks. Maybe they're getting into rhythm. But ultimately, unless they play out of their minds, and Michigan also makes mistakes, this should be an easy win for the Michigan defense. Offensively, as far as Michigan going up against the Iowa defense, it's all about hitting them early. We saw that last year in the Big Ten championship game. These teams played each other 6 games ago. That's not too long ago, right? Big Ten championship game, Michigan made it a point. We need to score 14 points in a hurry. You do that, you take Iowa out of anything it even wants to do offensively, which is already bad. It's already the worst in the country offensively. You get Iowa out of what little rhythm it can possibly have, then suddenly you're really cooking with gas. So, to me, if I'm Michigan, I know there's some people that are out there like, hey, just don't make mistakes. Listen, you can do both things. You can be aggressive and not make mistakes. You can scheme some things up that are going to help you out a little bit. You saw that happen in the Big Ten championship game. I think we can all expect, based off of what Iowa's defense does, because this is certainly, I would imagine this is going to be the toughest defense that Michigan will face all year. I think that the way that you attack them is by finding a way to scheme things to attack them, like you saw last year. Utilize your team speed, of which you have more. And you get them behind all of that. You put them on their heels. You don't abandon the run, even if it looks like it's not working. Could be huge if Donovan Edwards is back. It feels like he will be back for this game. So you have Blake Corum, you have Donovan Edwards. utilize J.J. McCarthy in the run game and designed runs. There were no designed runs last week. So I think you utilize him in this designed run game. I understand there's some scary when it comes to that. You don't want to have a guy injured. Lord knows. A ranked Penn State team, a top-ranked Penn State team, went to Iowa and lost Sean Clifford for half the season last year. And lost the game, no less. And their season went down. You don't want that to happen at Michigan. But I feel like you've got to take that chance. Because chances are he won't get injured. But you got to tell him to be smart. You can't. If you're running down the sidelines, you get that first down. You're getting close to that first down. And it's not a third or fourth down scenario. JJ, get out of bounds. Don't cut back in bounds and get hit by three guys. You know? You're telling him, hey, dude, you have to protect yourself. Right now, you are the franchise. No offense to Alan Bowman or Davis Warren. I do think Michigan would be in a pretty solid scenario if they had, you know, Alan Bowman has gone out and won games. He's still the most experienced quarterback on this roster. You know, you feel like, okay, they've got some guys that can do some things. A little different, right? He's got to read defenses in this offense. It's a different scenario. You know, this isn't a one, you know, here's what the coaches are telling you to do, and you're just going to go out there and do it. No, you're going through progressions at Michigan. But I think you get the offense to go out there. Don't play conservative. Play within yourself. You know, don't, like, there's a difference between we're going to do some wild-ish. We're going to go nuts. We're going to do stuff that we just started doing in practice on Thursday when Isaiah was driving by. You know? No, don't do that. But definitely pull out some things in those bag of tricks. Dude, you know, we saw that against Wisconsin. It's the same type of game plan as Michigan at Wisconsin last year. Shut the crowd up quickly and early. Put them on their heels. Iowa does not have the same firepower. It is hard to, weird to say. Iowa does not have the same firepower as Wisconsin did this time last year. They do not. Graham Mertz is infinitely more talented than Spencer Petras. Unless Petras somehow just pulls out the will of something. I don't know. If he just finds something deep within himself to just have the most monster game. And elevates everyone around him. They still obviously have trouble areas. Defensive, you know, for Michigan's defense. Sam Laporta, Nico Reggiani, whatever you say his name, Reggiani. Caleb Johnson. This is not a good Iowa team. There's a lot you can do. So, I'm just knocking garbage over now. Got the garbage under the desk. So, that's a good time to say, let's take a minute. Let's take a breath. Let's move on here. Before we do, guess what? This episode is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to spice up the college football season. I gotta get my picks in. I'm tell you that. Listen, they told me stuff in here to pick. They didn't update it. So I gotta go on the fly here. I got to go on the fly here. They gave me some player. Granted, I backed this. I backed the players they were saying last time for their over-under. They were saying Drake May over Notre Dame, and I was all about it. Didn't work out, but I was all about it. But you know what? You know what I like this week? I like Talia Tagovailoa. I don't know what his over-under is offhand. Whatever it is, I like the over against Michigan State. I also like the under for any Michigan State running back against Maryland, even though Maryland let Michigan run wild all over them. That's just how I feel. I don't know. I like Jarek Broussard. I do. Anyway, it's easy to play. It's available in over 30 states. Just pick between 2 and 5 players across any team, not just your team. Decide if they'll finish higher or lower. It's one of the easiest fantasy games to play out there, and you can win cold hard cash in a single game. So sign up with the promo code Locked On. That's all one word. And Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. Deposit $100, get $100 free. Go to underdogfantasy.com or find the Underdog Fantasy app in the App Store or Google Play Store. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Locked On, one word. Get in on the college football pick'em action today. Really going off on the rails here, this show. Knock some stuff over. Pull up an old read. All that kind of stuff. All right. So Michigan, Iowa. See, we're still off the rails. Have not got it back on. There's a reason why I named the episode I recorded right before this going off the rails on a crazy train. Not just because of my old affinity for Ozzy Osbourne or anything like that, but I do feel like that's where we're at today. You know, this is why I take a long rest before a travel weekend. You know, this is my Friday. Had multiple people, please do the radio today. Not happening. This is why. You know, you need some time to decompress, to figure life out. That's where I'm at today. So anyway, Michigan, Iowa. I will say this for Kinnick. I've only been there the once. It was the night game. You all remember it. You all saw it, I'm sure. Did not go well. I didn't find anything particularly specifically daunting about the atmosphere at Kinnick. Obviously, there's something about it because they're 5-1 against top five teams in the last six times they've played. We've all been, I'm sure, seen that statistic go around this week. There's something clearly about it. There was nothing about it that made me be like, oh. Like, I'm the same way with Wisconsin, to be honest. I've gone to Wisconsin three times. I've thought it's been fine. It's no Penn State. It's no Nebraska. It's no Ohio State. So, I think that Michigan State's maybe more raucous than Iowa in the time compared to the time that I've been to Michigan State. Obviously, that's a different scenario because it's rivalry. But, there was nothing specific about Kinnick that really stood out. Again, my Iowa of it all, it's just a blank slate. Whatever your Iowa is what it is. You know, what does Iowa mean to you? I like my Iowa with big angel-like wings playing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd. And I'm in the front row hammer drunk. That's my Iowa. So, you know, that is what it is. But nonetheless, Michigan does have to take it a lot more seriously than I am currently doing. Because like I said in the mailbag, Michigan could lose this game. It could. I don't think it will, but it very well could. This is not Maryland, which, I mean, I had a moment where I was like, Michigan's going to F around and find out, and they decided not to do that. You pretty much any Big Ten team, including Rutgers, this year maybe not Northwestern, this year maybe not Michigan State, you better play pretty solid, otherwise you're going to get beat. So Michigan's got to be smart about it. Michigan's got to go out there and play smart football. And the good news is we've seen these coaches, maybe not the same coordinators, but we've seen other people who are involved experience what it's like because they were smart against Wisconsin last year, almost F'd around and found out against Nebraska. But that's kind of what Nebraska does. So this is a game in which, I mean, I fully expect that it has Michigan's attention. Offensively, I think that it's going to be daunting, but like, who has Iowa faced thus far from an offensive standpoint that we are really like, oh, wow. You know what I mean? There hasn't really been anybody, you know? They do have the best defense right now, pretty sure overall, but as far as teams they've faced, I can't look up South Dakota State because they're in an FCS program. Iowa State is not exactly, this is not what they've been the last few years. And granted, they tend to beat them usually anyway, but that they haven't, you know. Iowa State is 76th in the country right now. That's where they're at. The Iowa game, They didn't pass for a heck of a lot compared to what they normally do. They ran okay. 129 yards. It's about limiting mistakes. If you're Michigan, you limit mistakes. You don't have a, you know, you limit the turnovers or win the turnover battle. I'd say it's more winning or evening the turnover battle. You're probably going to be all right. Don't let them get a safety. Don't even just race to 14. Get to 17. Get a 17-point lead. If you can get a 17-point lead, I think that is insurmountable for an Iowa offense that has only really done it twice. 27 against Nevada, 27 against Rutgers, with two defensive touchdowns against Rutgers. So, otherwise, 7-7, 27-27. I think that's totally doable. So, and then defensively, again, just play smart. Get pressure. If you can get pressure, I mean, they didn't get a ton of pressure on Petras last year. I think this team is a little bit more equipped, and I think Iowa's offensive line is looking not great, right? Sacks allowed, Iowa. Remember, I said Michigan is 54th. Iowa's given up two more. They've given up nine. Their schedule has not been a murderer's row either. So there's that. Get to their cadre of inexperienced running backs, of which they have, they don't have Goodson out there. They've given up 23 tackles for loss. By contrast, Michigan's offense has given up 16, 27th in the country. Force them into bad situations. Get a turnover. Limit your own turnovers. That's it. You know, they're going to go out there with their zone and all of that defensively. You've got some zone beaters. You've got ways to get them off kilter. You've got multiple weapons. You're not going to be able to cover them all. They're going to confuse J.J. McCarthy. You can expect that. Don't expect him to have a 350-yard day. Don't expect it to be crazy. But then again, Rutgers had 300 yards passing. It's possible. It is possible. If Rutgers can have 300 yards passing against the Iowa defense, you can too. Just call today, 1-800-IOWA-HAWK. I don't know. All right, let's get to my prediction and close us out. This is so far off the rails, as usually happens when I record two podcasts in one day. I know this is the Friday episode, but it's being recorded on Thursday, thanks to a long, arduous travel day coming up on Friday. So we will return in a moment with more with a score prediction. Ah, so loopy. Alas, we are back. We are doing it. Almost got into the whole intro. We've got about 5 more minutes left here in the Friday preview episode, in which I'm basically probably all telling you everything you already knew. But here's the thing when it comes to Iowa is I know a lot of people want Michigan to just play it safe because you could probably play it safe and escape with a win. Problem is, you can also probably play it safe and escape with a loss. You don't want to have the latter. You would rather go for it and lose spectacularly than the other. Because you're going to have waves, right? There were waves against Wisconsin last year, that first road game. You know, Michigan had a lead. It had that feeling like there's no way Wisconsin's going to be able to make it. Oh, now it's the halftime. It's like, 2-point deficit. Michigan came out in the third quarter and bam. Try to win the game early. Try to hold. But you got to go out there and finish. The first punch needs to come in the first quarter. You know, if you can get the ball first and try to score first, it didn't work for Michigan at Wisconsin. They gave them a short field going for it on a fourth down and not converting. Wouldn't advise that in this game per se. Michigan's offense can come back. Just because we haven't seen it yet doesn't mean it can't. It is certainly built to be able to come back if it needs to. But I would take the ball and I would try to score early, often, put Iowa on its heels, force its offense to try to get into a gunfight. That's not going to work. That's what I would do if I was Michigan. I would not play it safe at all. Don't even try it. If something's not working, adjust. Don't, you still have to run the ball. Don't get away from it. Even if it's not working. Last year, I don't believe it worked great for Michigan in that game as far as running the ball. But, you know, that's just, you just got to keep at it. I say that. They ran for 211 yards, so they actually ran fine. But granted, a lot of that came on one of those early plays, but they passed for 250, they ran for 211, 461 yards of offense, they got 62 plays. It's about all you can expect against a team like that. They weren't the team that had the least amount of plays by any stretch. Penn State managed 79 last year. Minnesota had 83. Both of those were wins for those teams. Michigan averaged 7.44 yards per play. That's by far the worst that Iowa gave up. Purdue, they lost to Purdue in spectacular fashion. They gave up 6.11 yards per play at home against Purdue. So, be on the positive end of things. Stay ahead of schedule as much as you possibly can. You do that, you got yourself most likely a victory. That is what I'm predicting. I think it'll be more out of hand than people think. I'll tell you what I said on the Wolverine's Wire prediction. My three bold predictions, well, two were soft and one bold. I said Iowa sells out and holds the run game to under 100 yards. I think that's fine. However, J.J. McCarthy gets over 250 yards passing. Michigan had a cumulative 250 last year. I think that number could be more like 350. I do. I really do. Meanwhile, I think Michigan holds Iowa's offense to under 120 yards of offense. And I'm predicting Michigan to win 31-10. I'll give them a defensive touchdown. I'll give them another something that makes it so they get a field goal. Or let's just be honest, five safeties. I'd take it. Wouldn't you take it? I know we'd all be like, oh, what's wrong with this offensive line? I would take it. It's Iowa's favorite thing, the safety. All right, that's going to do it for us today. My plan is to do a podcast right there from Kinnick before I leave the stadium. We're not leaving until Sunday, so that is the plan. Sunday podcast from Kinnick Stadium. So, barring exhaustion, some other, and something else I don't know, that is what we're going to try to do. So, stay tuned for that on Saturday night. It'll probably take long to get up because I won't have the powerhouse computer here. But anyway, that is the plan. Thank you for watching and or listening. We will be live from Kinnick after the game. Talk to you then. Peace.